Hello and welcome to D23 Inside Disney, the show that gives you a look at the latest Disney news and a peek at the people who make the magic at the Walt Disney Company. I'm D23's Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm Candace from Radio Disney.
I'm Sherry from Oh My Disney.
And we're your hosts who will take you inside Disney.
Yay, we're back together.
Hooray. Loved our road trip.
It was so much fun.
It was great.
I am still at a loss for words when people go, oh, I watched it, but what was it really like? What have you guys?
Yeah. I mean, for those who missed it, we were at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and we rode Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. And like Jeffrey said, lost for words. Just the most incredible experience.
I didn't even know the technical terms to describe it to people. There's things and they were so big and I'm like, animatronics, hi, duh. I was just lost my whole life. I was like, what is happening here?
I totally understand. When people ask me to describe it, I basically tell them it's every sort of attraction except a water ride.
Yeah, that's true.
It's got it all.
I don't know. I was crying a lot, so it felt like a water ride to me.
That's true. My only regret that day was I didn't have a Ronto wrap.
Oh.
We have to go back.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Yvette really, Yvette said, Yvette Nicole Brown, you can actually see her. You can go to D23.com. You can still catch the video podcast, our first ever. Yay. But when Yvette said, prior to that day, her favorite attraction was Haunted Mansion, but now Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. Every amazing thing you love about an attraction in rolled up into one, and yet it's not like a crazy roller coaster. Families can go on it. I think is great.
Yeah, totally.
There is a seatbelt though, which you should know. So there is a little bit of a thrill. I'll say that much.
Yes, a little thrill.
A little thrill, just the right amount.
Yep.
And even with John Lorena explaining it to us, I was still so surprised.
I know. And I mean, okay, so we got to ride it twice. And I feel like the second time was a completely different experience. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure the third and the fourth and the 10th and the 100th will be that way too.
Absolutely.
So did you guys do anything fun in Disney over the weekend?
Well, I saw that Disney Plus had posted videos of all of the Disney and Marvel and Star Wars references from The Simpsons.
Those are so funny.
Yeah, yes. It's like a supercut of all of these references because The Simpsons is so referential. So it was cool to see all of the Disney references in one. So that inspired me to just marathon a bunch of Simpsons episodes on Disney Plus this weekend.
Good call.
Yeah.
Speaking of Disney Plus, Jose Zelaya's episode of One Day at Disney aired last week, and he's going to be our guest later today.
I'm so excited about this.
His job is so cool, character design.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I watched Jojo Rabbit from Searchlight, which nominated for, I think, 6 Academy Awards.
Wow. Well deserved.
It was so good. It was funny, but it had a lot of heart. I give it 2 thumbs up. So
There's
very excited.
Nothing Taika Waititi can't do.
Agree.
It's on my list for pre-Oscars watching.
I will be flying off to Orlando this week and weekend to see my pal Heidi Blickenstaff perform at the Epcot Festival of the Arts. See her and Gavin Lee. I'm going to try to catch Kara Lindsay and Kevin Massey. Essentially, I'm just going to try to see every Broadway performer who's there within the very small window I'm there. But I can't wait. I'm going to ride the Skyliner.
I'm going
to eat my way through the Festival of the Arts.
Yay.
There's that new Festival of the Arts cupcake that literally you open it up and it looks like a rainbow exploded of magical joy, sugar,
sounds
and happiness.
Delicious.
Oh my gosh. Bring us back some.
Yeah, I'm right on top of that.
Okay. You heard it here. Confirmation. Well, in other parks news, Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse debuted their brand new Lunar New Year inspired designer outfits at Disney California Adventure Park and Shanghai Disneyland.
Have you seen those pictures?
Yes. They're so cute.
They're so cute.
I want to match them when I go.
And so stunning. So these outfits were designed by an award-winning couture fashion designer who is also designed for the Met Gala. And she's known for her Chinese embroidery. And it's very intricate and very detailed. And you can see that in what Mickey and Minnie wear. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope they make that in my size.
I would love to spill on it immediately. Yeah. It's so fabulous. I just spill. Stain something.
Oh. All right, well, we should be heading back to Disneyland to see those before the Lunar New Year wraps up there.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And there's all kinds of Lunar New Year merch there too that features this design. So you can get a red envelope set, a t-shirt, and then over at Shanghai Disney Resort, they have a plush set of Mickey and Minnie in their attire.
Aww.
How long do I have till February 8th?
February 8th-ish, 9th here at Disneyland and February 8th at Shanghai Disney Resort.
Okay, well, I definitely want to go to Shanghai, so let me
get on that. Well, speaking of flying to new and fun places, over at Aulani at Disney Resort and Spa, Duffy's new friend, Cookie Ann, has made her debut.
Aww. Mm.
Guys, I think maybe she is the Disney character I relate to most. And okay. I just found out about her. So she is described as food loving.
Oh, that's you. Yeah, check. Yeah, check.
Yes. And she wears a lot of florals.
Check. Question mark.
Yeah. I'm not wearing florals. No,
not right now.
Not right now.
But it may be that you're floral on the inside.
Floral on the inside.
If you're in Hawaii, that's all you're wearing.
Exactly. So.
Have you been to Aulani before?
Yes. Yeah. Twice.
So jealous of both of you.
You haven't been?
I've not been.
What?
I know.
What?
This is historic.
Okay. You've got to trade one time for a cruise for Aulani. Yes. Just once.
Just once.
It's like right out there, like 6 hours from here.
We'll
just
see.
Out there.
It seems so up your alley. You've got to go.
Okay.
Well, Jeffrey, when you go, you've got to say hi to our pal Cookie Ann.
I will. And her cookies and cupcakes.
Yes, all of her baked goods.
Mm. Mahalo. All right, we have to talk about Freeform because they announced some new programming this week at the Television Critics Association Winter Press Tour. So this is a series I'm excited about. It's produced by Jessica Biel. It's called Last Summer. So this is like a 90s thriller. It takes place over three summers in a small Texas town where a popular teen goes missing, which is always a fun little place to start.
Well, I was going to say, well, both of you, Texas, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right. In.
I didn't do it. Grown-ish is getting a fourth
TBD.
Season. Yeah. Very excited about that. Yeah. Good Trouble is getting a third season. And there is a new comedy called Everything's Gonna Be Okay. This is about a 20-something going through a lot. Father's death with his half-sisters. He's trying to navigate autism, parenthood, grief, adolescence. This is a lot going on in this show. Siren, which was the most watched show on Freeform last year, has a season 3 premiere date. That's going to start Thursday, April 2nd. So looking forward to that one. And of course, sooner than that, we're all getting ready for Valentine's Day, and so is Freeform.
Well, you guys are.
As Jeffrey eye rolls. This is Freeform's Valentine's Day themed event. Love however the FF you want. This is 8 nights starting Saturday, February 8th. So we're very excited about The Thing About Harry. That's Freeform's original Valentine's Day film. It's going to premiere Saturday, February 15th at 8 o'clock. We've previewed that before on the podcast, if you'll remember that.
My pal Peter Page. Yes. Directing it.
Ooh,
very excited.
And Love However the FF You Want is also going to see the Freeform debuts of Deadpool, Pitch Perfect 2, and The Other Woman.
Great.
So in other television news, our friends over at National Geographic made some big announcements last week, too. First of all, Brain Games, which just debuted with Keegan-Michael Key, has already been renewed for a second season.
Yay. Woohoo!
Already had Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard, Ted Danson. Love, love, love. And cannot wait. Tom Hanks is going to be on an upcoming episode.
Love That's him. Big.
Ahead of its season finale, Running Wild with Bear Grylls has also picked up for another season. And this season has already featured Brie Larson, Channing Tatum, Zachary Quinto, and crocodiles.
Gotta have those.
But my favorite announcement coming out of National Geographic's press tour is Limitless because it stars Thor.
Oh my God.
Chris Hemsworth's going to be on this new show that explores how we can live healthier and smarter and longer lives, but in a fun way that only Thor could do. And there's going to be 6 extraordinary challenges showing how to fight aging at every stage of life. And I love that he says he was basically convinced to volunteer to be a human guinea pig for this. Because apparently these are very, very intense challenges. So he's going to be meeting with scientists and people like that while he is tackling all sorts of things like regenerating damage, maximizing strength, building resistance, shocking the body. Like all of these things sound absolutely terrible to me. I hate going to the gym as it is, but I will watch this show.
This is my lane of like docu anything. Anything about all of this is just, I just get into it for like a whole weekend.
I'm really excited.
You've got to try this challenge.
Yeah. Speaking of challenges, this has nothing to do with the challenge. Okay. Disney Plus has renewed The World According to Jeff Goldblum for a 10-episode second season, which
so
is
cool.
Great news. I absolutely love this show. And Friday is going to be the end of season 1. So any favorites from the season? Because I really liked the ice cream episode.
I like the sneakers episode.
Sneakers was that was the first
too.
One. Yeah.
It was really fun to watch.
Such a good one. But very exciting news there.
We're so excited to have one of the incredible talents featured in One Day at Disney, the book, and just this past week on the streaming series on Disney Plus with us today. He is a character designer for Disney Television Animation. So welcome to the podcast, Jose Azalea.
really happy to be here with you guys.
So excited to have you here.
We have so much to talk about with this. Do. And I feel like I just watched your episode because it was so moving. But you grew up in El Salvador, which we learned in the piece. But you knew you wanted to work for Mickey Mouse. So how did that dream go from a dream to reality?
Well, you know, as a kid, I did believe that I was going to be an animator, and I did believe I was going to work for Mickey Mouse. Long story short, growing up, I loved drawing, not only Mickey Mouse, but other my friends, etc. Somewhere along the line, I forgot I wanted to work for Disney, and, you know, as a kid. And then during high school, I stumbled back into art again, and high school was when I least believed I could make work for Disney, you know. But there were, like, people who believed in me, like my high school teacher and Miss World would always push me on to take this test, do this. It's a art contest, which got me back in track into animation and wanting to pursue my career.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be easy to go from El Salvador to Los Angeles doing what you do.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that it was never on my mind, this is what I want to do. Somewhere along the line, I kind of like veered off into wanting to do other things. Like, I wanted to be a pilot and I wanted to be a lot of things, but there were people.
Sherry wanted to be a toaster oven.
Yeah. Yeah. Just imagine that.
You
I can definitely
do it.
Draw that. I'm going to draw that of you. We can make it happen.
You can be anything. That's what they say.
So, you've worked on a lot of animated series that are extensions of films. Lion King, Lilo and Stitch, Emperor's New Groove, Pull the Lever.
That's good.
What steps do you take to maintain the consistency of the character from movie to TV show? Because sometimes the look and feel will change and sometimes it'll be consistent.
When I first look at a show, that's, for example, Emperor's New Groove, like you said, right? What I try to do is simplify the artwork so it can be animated best, because it's going to be animated at a other studio other than Disney, you know, like a studio partner and all that. So we try to design it for them so it animates well. But the biggest challenge is to keep the personality and the characters. Mm. You know?
Have you had a favorite character that you've animated?
Well, that I designed, my favorite character design is, God, I have so many. There's Bunga. There's Angel from Lilo and Stitch. Okay. Angel is the pink.
And Bunga's from the Lion Guard, we should say.
Yeah, Bunga's from the Lion Guard. And Bunga is just so adorable to me because his little voice and his cheeks. And it's just, every time I see him, he's just so pleasing to watch. And every show that I work, I try to always focus on the eye candy character, which is the one people are going to be most attracted to. And those are pretty much the characters I'm mostly like.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, drawn to
the eye candy character. Well,
I love
that next time I watch. Yeah,
someone like Angel, which was a character not in the movie, but now I know lots of people who love Angel. My niece knows who Angel is, even though the character was not in the movie. So it's great to be able to create new characters work on new characters who now then become just as beloved in many ways.
Man, like Angel. I mean, I had no idea I was going to see Angel all over the parks, you know, kids holding her and everything.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It must be surreal.
It is surreal, and it just feels really nice to be part of that magic, you
yeah.
know.
Well, what show are you working on right now?
I am working on Mickey Mouse Mixed Up Adventures, and again, it's working with Mickey Mouse and the gang, and as always, it is such an honor to work on these characters that are gonna outlive us.
Yeah, that's such a good show, by the way. I have a toddler, and from the other room the other day, I heard, "No, Mickey, no," and he's barely talking. He was watching that show. So I love it.
Mickey is such an iconic character, our most iconic character. So obviously that means people have a lot of faith in you and your skills.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it for, quite a while now, since Mickey's Clubhouse, which is quite some time ago, and I just work with incredible people, and it just rubs off, to be honest.
Well, you were a part of One Day at Disney, the book and the series, as was our friend Candace here.
Yay. High five.
What page are you on?
60.
Yeah, I want to look at it. I'm going to have to bring it with me so you can sign it, please.
Yeah, same.
So what was it like when you found out you were going to be a part of the project?
Well, first, I had no idea how big this was going to be. I just thought, first of all, I was really nervous. Like, why me? What am I going to say? What do I have to say? What's my story like? And for me, it has been rediscovering where I come from, who I was and who I am. And also, it helps me set up new goals as well. And it's brought me closer to my family, to my friends from work, from my coworkers. It's been a really wonderful experience, you know. Sometimes some people need a push and inspiration, and little did I know that I could help out in that, you know, like with my students or like people that I mentor who before would be like, oh, yeah, I don't know if I can do it, I don't know if I can make it. And for them to see somebody Hispanic and same on screen telling their story, it's kind of they can connect with, and it's just amazing what it does, you know. Hmm. It's just incredibly part of that, to be honest.
Yeah, same for me. How was it watching your actual episode on Disney Plus? I don't know when mine's airing. Did you know? Were you just like, oh my gosh?
I had no idea when it was airing. All the stories have been amazing. I can't wait to see yours, to be honest.
Thanks.
But yeah, I had no idea. I came by surprise, and I was very present. And since it was a mother and son thing, it just moved me so much because, you know, we all have a mother, and it's just the most special person in the world to all of us, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it made me appreciate where I come from, my mom, my dad, my brother and sister, just what's important in life, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, it was such a moving story. Yeah. But so you've been at Disney for more than 20 years. Why is the company special to you?
You know, what is the shows we work on? I think I look younger than I am. And it's because I work on shows that are happy, right? Like, so when you're drawing happy characters, like positive characters like Mickey, Minnie, and all these brands, you have to be happy yourself. Same goes if I'm drawing a bad character. I have to kind of like act them out. But for the most part, Disney is positive, and it gives me like happy wrinkles, you know? And yeah, and also my crews, I mean, the people I work for, they all come into Disney with this attitude of, you know, magic, you know, like, and so it rubs off onto you, and the people I work with are like my family, to be honest with you. You know, I spend more time with them than my own family. Mm-hmm. So all this time, Disney's been home to me. Yeah.
So over the last 2 decades, how have you grown as a designer here at Disney?
First of all, I have great mentors, and art is the kind of field where you never stop learning. There's always something new, and Disney seems to always be ahead of the game. Disney is always innovative and uses really good technology, and it's always a step ahead over the other studios. So for me, it's it's just an honor to be working for Disney. Disney is like the pinnacle of this industry, and I'm like happen to be, you know, drawing Mickey Mouse, and it's just like, wow, it's just an incredible feeling, incredible reality.
Yeah, and we've talked about all of these amazing characters. So I have to ask, this is a tough question probably, but what's your favorite Disney animated movie?
It keeps changing.
That's okay.
Okay, so
what's your current favorite?
My current favorite one, let me go back. Man, just Bambi, Dumbo keep popping into my head when you ask me that question.
They're both such great examples of incredible character design, too, those two movies, and very different styles, too.
And they made such a mark as a child. Like, those were, like, the one that really, like I really adored. I mean, watching Bambi, it inspired me to go outside and play and see if I can, like, see bunnies and things like that, you know? So, yeah, I would say between Bambi and Dumbo, yeah, to be.
Classics.
Well, yeah. Jose, we end every interview by asking our guest what their favorite Disney memory is. That's probably even harder to answer, but
my favorite Disney memory is getting hired at Disney for the first time. And it was just like a dream come true. I don't know how I can beat that. And to be sitting here with you guys, actually, you know what? To be part of like one day at Disney has been the most like incredible memory I've had at Disney. And I'm just so happy to be here with you guys.
Oh, we're so happy to have you here.
I feel like I need to meet your mom now and have her cook and stuff for us after watching your episode. Right? Congratulations.
Really sweet. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here.
Right. It's awesome to be part of the team.
He was so great, and I have to say I cried during his episode on Disney Plus.
I think it takes being an adult to actually really appreciate, I mean, the kinds of sacrifices your parents make when you're a young kid.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for listening to D23 Inside Disney. Don't forget to like and share this episode wherever you listen or subscribe. And if you want to chat with us, hashtag D23 Inside Disney.
And for all the latest Disney info, check out D23.com.
We'll be back next week with more Disney news and a fantastic guest on an all-new episode of D23
Inside Disney.